Welcome to The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheelan, and it'll be my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the next half hour. The Onion is a parody of news and commentary and contains material that some people will find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. Our top story: man being crucified by Romans keeps arrogantly comparing his plight to Jesus. Dateline Rome. Following comments that drew an immediate backlash for what critics called an inappropriate and self-serving analogy, sources confirmed Friday that Zebedee Peters, a man who is currently being crucified by the Romans, has continued to arrogantly compare his plight to that of Jesus Christ. "Look, I feel for the guy, but it's a little conceited to compare yourself to the Son of God just because the Roman authorities ordered you tortured and crucified, isn't it?" said Rome resident Roberto Bassini, who rolled his eyes as the man trudged through the streets carrying a cross and wearing a crown of thorns while locals spat upon him and mocked his sufferings. "I just can't believe anyone would shout out, 'Isn't this exactly that which was done to Christ in the year 2024? Like, seriously, who does that? No one has ever soaked a sponge in vinegar and lifted it to his lips. Clearly, this is nothing like the experience of Jesus.' Given that Peters was crucified while on the right of two other prisoners, Bassini observed that it would really be more historically accurate to compare him to St. Dismas, the penitent thief. Next, disturbing reports find IDF playing Amy Schumer, stand-up clips to drive Palestinians from homes. Dateline Deir al-Balah, Gaza. Following accounts of continued civilian massacres in the Gaza Strip, disturbing reports emerged this week of the Israeli Defense Forces allegedly using armored vehicles to play clips of Amy Schumer's stand-up comedy in order to drive Palestinians from their homes. "The IDF is currently using a duplicitous, inhumane means of tricking already traumatized Palestinian residents into fleeing their homes and walking straight into the line of fire as they attempt to escape the sound of Amy Schumer's voice blasting from Israeli tanks," read a report from the Geneva-based human rights monitor Euromed, which cited witnesses on the ground who confirmed torturous musings by the raunchy fourth-place Last Comic Standing contestant were playing 24 hours a day at extreme volumes. In perhaps their cruelest maneuver yet, Netanyahu and his military are subjecting innocent civilians to extensive material from the romanticized alcoholics comedy specials, including Emergency Contact and The Leather Special. The sexually salacious yet somehow incredibly dull commentary by Schumer continues to play on repeat as Gazan women and children are driven insane by the derivative material about wine and dating. "Not a single human on earth is powerful enough to withstand such agony, as demonstrated by the mass suicide of nearly half the soldiers assigned to the IDF's I Feel Pretty unit. Even President Biden has remarked how disgusted he is that American-made entertainment is being used to perpetuate such a blatant violation of human rights." At press time, Hamas had reportedly surrendered to Israel, stating that no amount of land or power was worth hearing another word about Schumer's purportedly cavernous vagina. Next, IRS under fire for blowing $350 million developing MMORPG tax video game called Tales of Revenue. Dateline Washington. Drawing swift backlash from critics concerned about the agency spending, the Internal Revenue Service came under fire Friday for blowing $350 million to develop a massively multiplayer tax filing video game called Tales of Revenue. "When I first downloaded it from irs.gov, I thought it'd just be a short thing, but I'm almost 170 hours into this, and I still haven't submitted my taxes. Also, something called an auditor goblin keeps killing me, said Cleveland resident Anthony Lopez, one of millions of users who questioned whether there were better ways for the IRS to use its time and money besides developing an immersive fantasy kingdom ruled over by IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel. Clearly, the IRS people got really into the mythos. There are 50 realms of revenue you can travel to, and they each have distinct tax structures that affect your buffs. That's all fine as far as it goes, but all I want to do is indicate that I'm head of household, and apparently I need to grind out another few levels collecting 1040 EZs in the fiduciary forest to do that. Also, it keeps asking me if I want to download an expansion pack called The Capital Gains Chronicles. So I guess they already developed and released that? Lopez added that while he appreciated the game's feature allowing him to marry and have children, he was deeply confused by the fact that this seemed to affect his filing status in real life. Next, woman lured into dark alley by sign reading self-defense class. Dateline Philadelphia. Her footsteps echoing in the night as she wandered down the unlit side street, local woman Caitlin Morgan was reportedly lured into a dark alley Friday by a sign reading, "Free self-defense class for women. Free self-defense class this way? Don't mind if I do," said Morgan, who delightedly followed the arrow pointing down the dirty alleyway and hurried forward as she spotted the shadow of a few dozen hulking figures cast on the brick wall ahead. "Hello? Is anyone down there? I'm interested in learning jujitsu. I'm so glad the class is free, even though by chance I just happen to be carrying an enormous amount of cash here in my purse. Am I almost to the empowerment yet?" At press time, Morgan had been jumped by a group of women trained in Krav Maga. Next. Attention-seeking friend obviously hoping someone will ask where other arm went. Dateline Champaign, Illinois. As she struggled to pull open the cafe door with an armful of books, friends of local woman Fela Torres reported Wednesday that the drama queen was, as usual, seeking everyone's attention and obviously hoping the sad display would lead to one of them asking where her other arm went. "Oh, Lord, I wonder what's wrong with her now," said one of Torres's friends to the group seated at a coffee table, all of them rolling their eyes at the recent amputee walked in, adjusted the bandage on her cauterized wound, and asked if anyone wanted anything and went to the counter to place her order. This is so like her, always trotting out a new ailment to garner our sympathy. I love her, but I only have so much energy for her constant neediness. Remember when she showed up to my graduation missing an eye, made the whole night about herself and some car accident she was apparently in, and how her vision would supposedly never be the same? Look, I'm sorry, but if you just got mugged and you're bleeding out from a knife wound, maybe read the room first and think about keeping it to yourself. All right, when she gets back, nobody ask her what happened. We have to stop enabling her. At press time, Torres's friends were reportedly telling her they didn't have the emotional bandwidth to listen to her vent about how she had just lost most of her family in a mass shooting. Next. Could you serve on Donald Trump's jury? Take our test to see if you're enough of a shameless, unethical degenerate to serve on the jury of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York. Question 1. Have you taken the red pill and awakened to the reality that men are enslaved by women in our woke feminist prison colony society? Question 2. If so, then are you possibly too awake to adequately judge Donald Trump? Better go home, drink Mountain Dew, and play some Destiny 2 until he gives you the signal to begin the revolution. Question 3. Have you or a relative ever been employed in the U.S. legal field? Question 4. Dedication to the rule of law indicates a strong bias against individuals who wish to break those laws. Question 5. Can you give us an assurance that you will be fair and impartial and not base your decision in this case upon a bias or prejudice in favor of or against a person who may appear in this trial or account of that person's race, color, national origin, ancestry, gender identity or expression, religious prayer, sexual orientation, or political views? Next question. Trump's attorneys have promised to disqualify anyone who doesn't consciously harbor at least a half a dozen of these biases. Next question. Are you married? Next question. Commitment to the institution of matrimony is seen as highly prejudicial, against a man who despises the idea of ever being tied down. Next question. Have you previously heard of Donald Trump? If not, consider yourself an ideal juror and one lucky son of a bitch. Next question. Are you less than 8 months old? Answer. Prospective jurors under 8 months old are not permitted to serve due to their lack of objective permanence. Question. How do you feel about threats against you and your family's life? Answer. Acceptable responses include cool with it and I'll try anything once. Question. Have you or a relative ever been convicted of falsifying business documents to suppress politically unfavorable information? Answer. If so, you're legally required to give Trump some free legal pointers. Next question. Can anything ever truly be known in this crazy world? Answer. Whoa, man, that's deep. Forget about the jury. The trial is off. We got to think about some shit. Question. Are you or one of your relatives from one of the shithole countries? Answer. Trump's legal team hopes to claim individuals from countries he despises are not his peers and therefore cannot judge him. Question. Have you ever been convicted or accused of a crime? Answer. Nice try, Mr. Bannon. Question. Are you a shoe? Answer. If you said yes, you are disqualified. Legally, shoes can't be jurors. Not even sneakers or pumps. Question. Are you prone to redness, swelling, and or sudden or severe pain in your feet and or ankles? Answer. If so, you may be showing signs of gout. Ask your doctor if Glauperba is right for you. Also, you've been selected for the jury. Question. Can you give us assurance that you will not discuss this case on AM radio conservative call-in shows? Answer. Violating the courtroom exclusive granted to regional talk show hosts with high blood pressure would garner you an immediate jury disqualification. Question. How many of your abortions has Donald Trump personally paid for? Answer. There is no one in Manhattan who can truthfully say less than 3. Question. Have you had any romantic entanglements with Lady Liberty that would make you bias in favor of the prosecution? Answer. Despite the fact that your 4-month fling 20 years ago with Libertas herself is unlikely to cloud your judgment, you would still likely be disqualified. Question. Are you America's mayor? Answer. Sorry, but Rudy Giuliani is ineligible to serve on the jury duty due to the judge's understanding that he is only after the $40 daily payment. Question: did you vote for Winfield Scott in the 1852 election, and or have you promoted the Whig Party's political activity in any material way? Answer: if you answered that you aided Old Fuss and Feathers in his peaceful resolution to the pig war in 1859, you would be disqualified from the jury. Question: how much cash do you have on you right now? Can I have $10? Answer: anyone who will not open their wallet and give the judge $10 so that he can buy himself a sandwich must immediately leave the courtroom. Question: do you read news from any of the following media outlets? The New York Times, New York Post, The Washington Post, The Daily Beast, or Truth Social? Answer: preferring any news source to The Onion is a common sign that a potential juror is a mental infant and likely has a sub-60 IQ. Question: have you yourself ever sent hush money payments through Michael Cohen to silence pornographic actress Stormy Daniels? Answer: if you answered yes, it is unfortunate because you, as Donald Trump, cannot serve on the jury of your own trial. Question: are you a little kitty cat? Answer: ah, so cute. So cute. Question: have you ever eaten at the Times Square Margaritaville? Answer: if not, you will be disqualified for clearly not being a resident of Manhattan. Question: can you read and write? Answer: anyone literate will not be considered a true peer of Donald Trump. Question: have you ever killed anyone? Answer: if the answer is yes, you're disqualified from the jury, but also prosecutors might still have some additional questions for you. Question: how many threatening texts have you received in the last hour from Ginny Thomas? Answer: Ginny Thomas has so far helped expel more than 500 potential jurors by sending them several different photos of knives. Question: are you currently a member of a militia? If so, how many people are in your battalion? Answer: while it is fine for members of Trump's jury to be part of a militia, the militia must be larger than just a guy and his two buddies. Question: are you extremely stupid with no sense of morality? Answer: if the answer is drooling on yourself while skinning a live squirrel, you've been selected for the jury. Question: are you an ass man or a tits man? Answer: only ass men are qualified to judge former President Donald Trump. Question: are you a bewildered non-English speaking German tourist who was one moment photographing Foley Square and the next being ushered into the courthouse? Answer: congratulations, you have been selected to serve on the jury. Question: are you double jointed? Answer: oh, that's freaky. Disqualified. Question: please assure us that you are capable of following instructions by standing up right now and repeating, "I am the one who is guilty here, and I framed Donald Trump." Answer: if you followed the instructions correctly, congratulations, You are now the defendant. Next, O.J. Simpson allowed to remain living after coffin doesn't fit. Dateline Las Vegas. With onlookers gasping as the former football star made a big show of being too big for the casket, O.J. Simpson was reportedly allowed to remain alive Thursday after his coffin didn't fit. If the coffin doesn't fit, you must let him live a bit, said O.J. eulogizer Tommy Loughran, who advocated for Simpson to continue living despite evidence that the coffin had shrunk after previously getting wet. Any DNA found in the casket that appears to be Mr. Simpson's, I believe, was the result of contamination. It would be existential malpractice to allow Mr. Simpson to die, knowing full well that his coffin was not made for him. At press time, Simpson went on a media blitz promoting his escape from death. Next, Martin Scorsese to direct Leonardo DiCaprio as Frank Sinatra for Rest of Their Lives, Dateline Los Angeles. Noting that the highly anticipated biopic had always been a dream project, sources confirmed Thursday that Martin Scorsese would direct Leonardo DiCaprio as Frank Sinatra for the rest of their lives. After working together on 6 different films, Scorsese is beyond excited to team up with Leo and bring Sinatra's story to life for as long as they both shall live, said spokesperson Hallie Deacon, adding that the 81-year-old director hoped to work with the 49-year-old actor on the film until the life left their bodies, their flesh rotted, and their bones turned to dust. While the film is still in its early stages, Scorsese hopes to begin filming sometime next year and never stop, working continuously with Leo until they ultimately collapse on set, gasp for air, and die just seconds apart. Jennifer Lawrence has also been tapped to play Sinatra's second wife, Ava Gardner, whom she's agreed to play until the day she dies. At press time, sources excitedly reported that the project seemed to be underway after Scorsese, DiCaprio, and Lawrence were all spotted on set being fit for coffins. Now it's time for American Voices. Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan begins. Donald Trump began his trial in Manhattan this week in the case regarding his hush money payments to cover up his affair with porn star Stormy Daniels, marking the first time a former American president has faced a criminal trial. What do you think? Jim Bevel, paramedic. Can we go one day without our republic being tested? Lester Farouk, anxiety specialist. What better way to connect with voters than through a jury pool? Ella Thomas, palate cleaner. I feel like hush money didn't do its job here. Next, Tesla lays off 14,000 workers. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced the layoffs of 10% of the company's workforce, stating that the cuts would allow the foundering corporation to be lean, innovative, and hungry for next growth phase cycle. What do you think? Laszlo Sullivan, hologram tester. Well, I'm sure Elon did everything in his power to fire them as soon as possible. Cleo Yardley, date strategist. Now we just have to liberate the remaining 130,000 workers. Lee Courtwright, systems analyst. A real leader would have asked for a government bailout. Next, Florida bans local heat protections for outdoor workers. Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, signed a bill preventing local Florida governments from requiring heat protection for people working outdoors, such as in construction or agriculture, becoming the second state to adopt such a law after Texas. What do you think, Alyssa Lindestaff, chief extortionist? They're welcome to bring their own clouds from home. Prakhar Sabat, gym attendant. Will nothing stop DeSantis's unquenchable thirst for human sweat? Ray DiMartino, unemployed. Skin is protection enough. And finally, record number of windmills installed in 2023. A report from the Global Wind Energy Council found that worldwide windmills able to produce 117 gigawatts of power were installed in 2023, a 50% increase from the previous year. What do you think? Colton Shaw, Ambling Instructor. I prefer getting my power from good old-fashioned wall outlets. Nina Capolo, friend cataloger. Wow. At this rate, my kids might live to see 12. Matthew Hayden, nougat expert. Great for the environment. Great for people who like to watch things go round and round. That concludes another edition of The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheelan. It's been my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the last half hour. And until next time, be well.